ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಅವಿರೋಧ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪಾದ 2 ಟಾಪಿಕ್ 1 ರಚನಾನುಪಪತ್ತ್ಯಧಿಕರಣ ರಚನಾನುಪಪತ್ತೇಶ್ಚ ನ ಅನುಮಾನಂ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೇಶ್ಚ ಪಯೋಂಬುವಚ್ಚೇತ್ ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾನವಸ್ಥಿತೇ ಚ ಅನಪೇಕ್ಷತ್ವಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರಭಾವಾಚ್ಚ ನ ತೃಣಾದಿವತ್ ಅಭ್ಯುಕಮೇಪಿ ಅರ್ಥಾಭಾವಾತ್ ಪುರುಷಾಸ್ಮವತ್ ಇತಿ ಚೇತ್ ತಥಾಪಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 178th ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣಂ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ರಚನಾನುಪಪತ್ತಿ ಅಧಿಕರಣಂ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ನೆಗೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ದರ್ಶನಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ದ ಮೇನ್ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿಷಿಯನ್ಸೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯಾಸ್ ಪ್ರಧಾನಂ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ. Even though there are so many other aspects of Sankhya Darshanam, which we criticize in different contexts, we have been doing it in Brahma Sutra, and that too in this main portion, the focus is on the concept of Pradhanam of Sankhya, which is very close to our Prakriti. Now let us do the general analysis of the 7th Sutra. So up to the 7th Sutra, Vyasacharya first negated the possibility of skillful activity of pradhanam, because pradhanam is inert principle, prakriti. Then he negated the independent activity of pradhanam, that is production and creation, that is jagat kartrutva roopa vyaparaha. And then thirdly, Vyasacharya pointed out purposeful activity on the part of pradhanam, that is not possible because of the same reason, jadatvat. Therefore, jadatvat eva etatrayamapi na sambhavati. Tasmat pradanasya jagatkaranatvam vaktum naiva shakyate was the conclusion that we saw in the last class. Now let us see the fourth concept. Fourth concept is guided activity on the part of pradhanam. Pradhanam being jadam, it cannot act skillfully, it cannot act independently, it cannot act purposefully. We saw all these three in the last class. But let us assume that pradhanam is guided by purusha. If it is guided by purusha, can it act? Purusha being a chetana tattvam, sentient principle, it can guide, and guided by the chetana tattva roopa purushaha, let pradhanam function skillfully and purposefully. This is a premise with this assumption. So this is the fourth assumption. And here also, Vyasacharya points out that there are deficiencies in this assumption also. How? Then Vyasacharya asks the question, if pradhanam is guided by someone, who is the guiding factor? Sankhya has only one other entity called Purusha. Purusha and pradhanam only. Therefore, he has to say, Sankhya has to say, Purusha guides prakriti to activity. And he gives two examples in support of that also. Who? The Sankhya. Just like a blind person carries a lame person, the blind pradhana carries the lame purushaha. That is the example he gives. Purusha guides pradhanam and says it creates akasha, vayu, agni and all that. And therefore, purusha drishtantaha, that means pangu purushatvat, pangu purushavat. Pangu purushavat means a lame person. And then the second example is Ashmavata. Ashmavata means here, Ashma means magnet. So in the first example, if you say Purusha is guiding like the lame person, there are two problems in that. What are those? The moment you say Pradhanam is guided by Purusha, then Pradhanam is no more independent. According to Sankhya, Purusha and Prakriti, Pradhanam, both are independent. Pradhanasya, Swabhavika, Swatantriyatha Khanihi. And Pradhanasya Purusha. పురుష పరతంత్రత్వం సిద్ధ్యతి, దట్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ అ ప్రాబ్లమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అగైన్స్ యువర్ ఓన్ సిద్ధాంత, దట్ ఇస్ సాంఖ్య సిద్ధాంత. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ స్వమత హాని, ఇండిపెండెన్స్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ లాస్. సో గోయింగ్ అగైన్స్ట్ దర్ ఓన్ ఫండమెంటల్ టెనెట్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రధానం ఫంక్షన్స్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ, నౌ దేసే ప్రధానం ఇస్ గైడెడ్ బై పురుష. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ డిఫెక్ట్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద సెకండ్ డిఫెక్ట్? ఫర్దర్, వన్స్ యూ సే పురుష గైడ్స్ ప్రధానం, దెన్ యూ యాక్సెప్ట్ అన్ యాక్టివిటీ ఆన్ ద పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ పురుష. పురుష వ్యాపార, పురుష ఇస్ గైడింగ్. కీదృశ వ్యాపార, గైడింగ్ ప్రధానం ఇస్ ద యాక్టివిటీ. సో వన్స్ యూ సే పురుష గైడ్స్, దట్ మీన్స్ ఎనీ వర్బ్ మీన్స్ వ్యాపార, దట్ ఈస్ చేంజ్ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్. అండ్ దాట్ ఆల్సో గోస్ అగెన్స్ట్ సాంఖ్యాస్ ఓన్ కాన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ పురుష, బికాస్ దే సే పురుష ఈస్ నిష్క్రియ ఉదాసీన చైతన్యం, ఇండిఫరెంట్. హౌ క్యాన్ అన్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ పురుష టేక్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ ప్రధానంస్ యాక్టివిటీ? Therefore, the indifference or audasinya hanihi, that bhavati, that will happen. And not only that, how can nishkriya purusha, changeless purusha, do any activity also? Therefore, purusham nishkriyatvam udasinatvam virodaha will come. This is the second dosha. And if you take the andhapangu drishtantaha, that is the blind and lame person, that example, blind lame person, and the next he gives a second example. These are all things if you take that example. And the second example is what? They say purusha guides prakriti, but purusha's guidance is what? Sanidhya matrena, by its mere presence. Purusha does not do any activity. If it does any activity, then there will be a problem. But sanidhya matrena, by its sheer presence, prerakam bhavati, being near, the action can take place. What is wrong? It is their question. We have main example, and the main example being ashmavat. Ashma here means ayaskandaha, a magnet. So attracting the iron. So there is no contradiction at all according to them. And for this, what is our answer? Shankaracharya gives one answer, and another answer we ourselves can see also. That is, even if pradhanam receives guidance from Purusha by its mere presence, which itself is dependent. If you require Sannidhyam, Pradhanam is supposed to be independent. So now if you say by its presence only it has to act, means it becomes dependent. So if you require Sannidhyam, presence, it is still dependency only. Therefore, Swatantriyam Hanihi Bhavati. And so the previous dosha of dependence continues, whether Purusha actively guides or passively guides Prakriti Pradhanam. And Shankaracharya does not mention this in his Bhashya. There is another dosha. Shankaracharya says, if you say by the mere presence of Purusha, Prakriti will be active, then the problem will be what? Purusha being eternally present near Prakriti, Prakriti will eternally be active also. Because there is no thinking involved, either on the part of Prakriti or Purusha. Purusha is just present, and because of his presence, Prakriti is continuously active. So once their coexistence is required for the Prakriti to function, and if that coexistence makes Prakriti active, Prakriti will be eternally active. And what is the problem with that? If Prakriti is eternally active, pralaya abhava prasangaha, there will be no pralaya at all. All there will be permanent srishti, srishti, srishti. And still was what? Moksha abhava prasangaha. Prakriti will eternally produce body for me. Even after I get liberation, even if after jnanam, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam cycle can never be stopped. Why? Because Prakriti will be active. And how can I stop it? Therefore, anirmoksha prasangaha or samsara nityatva prasangaha. There is no question of moksha at all. Then what about Vedanta? These are the Sankhya Darshana. What about Vedanta? In Vedanta, other than this Prakriti, other than this Asanga Purushaha, which is Paramarthika, Asanga Purushaha is Paramarthika Purushaha, Brahman, and other than Prakriti, there is a third entity. So there is Brahman, Paramarthika Brahman, or this is Prakriti, and the next entity is Ishwaraha. So this Sankhya philosophy does not have at all. There is no Ishwara in Sankhya philosophy. This Ishwara you may call as Prakriti Upahita Chaitanya or Prakriti Pratibimpita Chaitanya. We can call it anyway. And that Ishwara is Sarvajnaha, Sarva Shaktiman, and Sarva Karma Paladhata, all those. And that Ishwara decides when the creation should come, when Pralaya should come, and which Jiva should be reborn, which Jiva should not be reborn, according to the karmas and all that. So this Ishwara is not like that is in Sankhya philosophy at all. And therefore in Vedanta, that problem doesn't arise. Now let us see the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning as usual, and then we will go to the significance of the words. Purusha asmavate, like a lame person or a magnet. So Purusha activates Prakriti. Iti chet, if this is the contention, tatapi means still, then the sutra is incomplete. It says only tatapi, still, we have to complete it by saying there are inconsistencies. Even if you assume like that Purusha activates Prakriti also, still there will be inconsistencies. Still there are inconsistencies or defects or problems. You can say any of them. And still there are inconsistencies. Tathapi doshaha anuvartante. Doshas continue. Okay. Now we will see the significance of each of these words. How many words we got? We got now 5 words. Purushasmavat is 1 word. Iti, 2, Chet, 3, Tata, 4, and Api. So Purushasmavat, it is a compound word itself. Purusha and Asma and Vat. Purushaha means a person. And here it refers to a lame person who is carrying on his top a blind person and guiding the blind person. So Pangu Purushaha. And second one is Ashma. Ashma is literally stone, but here it means a magnet. Ayaskandaha, I already told you. And Vatri means like. So like a lame person or like a magnet, Purusha guides the blind Prakriti. Up to this is Purvapaksha, Sankhya's view. Then Vedantin says, the next word is Iti Chet. If this is your argument, you Sankhya's argument, then Tata Api, that should go together, tatapi. That means still, even then, in spite of such a contention, then the sutra is again incomplete. We have to supply, still there are problems. So that is what we have to supply. Still, there, even if it is like this, still there are problems. So doshaha santi. And these are all called doshada avastha. All these things are called. Still the same problem will continue. And what are the problems kept in mind here? That we should remember. Vyasacharya does not mention that in the sutra. The problem or the dosha kept in the mind are, one is Prakriti will no more be independent. Prakritihi Swatantriya Virodaha. And second one is Purusha will no more be inactive. Purusha Nirvikaratva Virodaha Iti Dosha Dvayam Sambhavati. These two doshas will come if this is the case. Let us go to the next sutra. Angitvanupapattescha, 8th sutra, 179th Brahma Sutra. So the next two sutras are almost repetitive. And they give the same idea only, that pradhanam cannot be the jagat karana. But the only thing is, previously it was generally discussed. Now the same idea is discussed more specifically than before. That is the Sankhya theory of creation. So when we say generally, the previous discussion was what? Whether an inert thing can create the world or not. Now it is more specific with respect to the Sankhyan theory. Sankhya theory is what? Before creation, Purusha and Prakriti alone were there. Purusha is Asangaha, Udasinaha, Nirvikaraha, Chaitanya Rupaha. That is their Purusha. And that Purusha does not do anything and does not even contribute to the creation. Almost useless Purusha. And Prakriti was there in what condition? Prakriti is Gunatraya Samya Avastha Pradhanam. The very definition of Pradhanam is what? Gunatraya Samya Avastha. What are the three Gunatrayas? Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna, and Tamo Gunas. And Samya Avastha means all these three Gunas are in equilibrium. And that they say it does undergo an internal change within itself. Therefore, it is highly active, all these gunas. And sattva guna will continue to change, but there will not be change in the equilibrium. Sattva guna will continue to change, but there will not be change in the equilibrium. All the three gunas will be 33.33%. Then what happens? There is a change in the equilibrium of samyavastha of the three gunas. Because of this disturbance in the equilibrium, which they call it as prakshobha, according to Sankhya philosophy, they call it prakshobha. There is a change in the proportions of the three gunas. There is domination of one guna, and the other two gunas become subservient. This is called Vaishamya Avastha, Samya Avastha, and Vaishamya Avastha. So, Samya Avastha is called Pradhanam. And when Samya Avastha is disturbed, it becomes Vaishamya Avastha, which is called Prapancha or Srishti, creation. So this Vaishamya Avastha, in which one guna becomes dominant, they use another expression. It is called Anga Angi Bhavaha. Anga Angi Bhavaha. And what do we mean by that? Angi means dominant or main. Main guna. Sattva guna dominant, like that. And Anga means subservient. When Sattva Guna is dominant, it will become Angi. And the other two will become Angas. Similarly, Rajas become Angi and Tamas becomes Angi, depending on the relative proportions. Thus, Anga Angi Bhavatim Vaishamya Avastataha Srishtihi. This is the Sankhya theory of creation. When the equilibrium is disturbed, creation comes like this. And we are all created beings only. Why? Because we have got all the three gunas, not in equilibrium. If in equilibrium, it will be pralaya. Therefore, either one should be sattva pradhana, or rajas pradhana, or tama pradhana. This is their contention, and Vyasacharya refutes this idea. Now, in this sutra, what we see? First, let us do the general analysis sutra. And here, Vyasacharya says, the disturbance of equilibrium cannot be explained by the Sankhya philosopher. He cannot explain this disturbance. Because what is the cause behind the disturbance? No one knows. We cannot say Prakriti itself is the cause. Because if Prakriti itself is the cause, why should it require a particular time for disturbance? It can do any time at will. Because Prakriti is always there. Where is the need for a particular time? Therefore, Prakriti itself cannot self-trigger. So what is the only way out for them, for the Sankhyas? Because the only other factor or category involved for them is only Purusha. Prakriti and Purusha, Pradhanam and Purusha only are there. And they have to say that the Purusha is triggering factor. But unfortunately, Purusha cannot be Prakshobakaha, the activating agent. Why? Purushasyam Asangam Udasinatvad. Sankhyamate. In the Sankhya Darshana, Purusha is Asangaha, Udasi, Audasini, and all that. And because of non-relationship, Asangatvat, it cannot undergo any change per the Sankhya theory itself. But in Vedanta, there is no problem. Because in Vedanta, other than the Asanga Chaitanyam, there is Ishvara Chaitanyam. So that Ishvara, what he does, so kamayata bahusyam praja yegeti satapotapyata satapastaptva. That agent here is Ishvara Chaitanyam. It desired, it made a sankalpa, let me become many. All these are possible and all their kamanam, kamanam means sankalpa. So kamayata, that kamanam, that sankalpa are not done by Asanga Brahma Chaitanyam. Aramarthika Brahma Chaitanyam does not do the kamanam, the sankalpa. But Vyavaharika Ishvara Chaitanyam alone does the kamanam, the sankalpa to become many. But unfortunately, Sankhya philosopher has no Vyavaharika Ishvara Chaitanyam at all to do the job for him. Hence, the general analysis is what? Sankhya philosophers cannot explain the disturbance of equilibrium of the three gunas. Now we will do the word analysis. First, as usual, we will see the running meaning of the sutra. There is the cha. Cha means moreover. And angitva anupapattehe, because of the impossibility, anupapattehe, of predominance of one guna over the other. We have to supply that. Of one guna over the others, pradhanam is not the cause. We have to supply those, all those. Angitva anupattehe alone is there. Now we will see the significance of the words. Angitva anupapattehe itself is a compound word. Angitva plus anupapattehe. Angitva means what? Dominance. Anginaha, bhavaha, angitvam. Of what? Of any one guna. Eka gunasya angitvam, that is understood. Sattvasya va, rajasya va, tamasa va, tamasa va, whatever it is, angitvam. And anupapattehe means impossible. So angitva anupapattihi means, what is the significance of this? Angitvasi anupapattihi is angitva anupapattihi. Significance of the word what? If one guna has to become dominant, the equilibrium has to be disturbed, and it can be done only by an external agency. Prakriti by itself cannot do it. And there is no external agency, and also the only available external factor, namely Purushaha, cannot be an agent's job, doing the job as an agent. Therefore, we cannot explain Samyam to Vaishamyam. From equilibrium to disturbance, we cannot in any way at all. And that is why the Bhagavata Puranam and all those things, we see an interesting thing in all of them. Namely, Sankhya Srishti is heavily adopted in all of those Puranas. They use Sankhya Srishti in all of them. And many words are also borrowed from Sankhya philosophy. Even the name of the three gunas, they are using Sankhya terms. There are technical terms for the gunas. For example, this is called Vaikarika Guna is Sattva Guna. In Sankhya, Taijasa is Rajas and Bhudadi is Tamas. So they use these terms also to describe the Sattva, Rajo and Tamo Gunas. But the only thing is what? They take everything from Sankhya, that equilibrium is there, it is disturbed, then Sattva Guna becomes Pradhana, then Mahat is created, Ahankara is created, then Pancha Tanmatranis, they all come. All these things should be familiar to you because I have already described all of them in the beginning when we talked about Sankhya philosophy. But what Vedanta inside is what? Ishvara Darshanat. Everything is in Sankhya is acceptable, except that they do not believe in Ishvara. Sankhyas do not believe in Ishvara. Vedanta says all these things happen by the blessings of Ishvara, not Nirgunam Brahman. Nirgunam Brahman neither blesses nor curses, but by the blessings of Ishvara. The Saguna Ishvara. Therefore, always remember, Vedanta accepts Ishvara, which is as real as the Jiva and as real as the Jagat. If at all Vedanta negates Ishvara, when? It negates only that Ishvara, which is as real as Brahman. It will never say that. That Ishvara alone is negated. If you say Ishvara is as real as Brahman, no. That Ishvara will be negated. But Ishvara is as real as Jiva and Jagat. As a Vyavaharika, third entity is very much there in Vedanta. Therefore, all our pujas and namaskarams, etc., whether before or after Jnanam, because we do lot of pujas and all these upasanas, namaskarams before puja, and after Jnanam also, after Jnanam also we can do, before Jnanam also we do. Adav, Jnanaptaye, to gain Jnanam, you do all these pujas and namaskarams. Paschad, later, Kritagnatva, Nivruttaye, before Jnanam, puja is to get Jnanam. And after gaining Jnanam, puja is done as gratitude to Lord for helping me to gain Jnanam. That namaskara comes from deep within. Therefore, bhakti or namaskara of an Advaitin is more deeper in the Madhusudana Saraswati, he makes a very, very nice statement. Pujartham or Bhaktiartha Kalpitam Dvaitam Advaitabhi Advaitadapi Sundaram. it is much more beautiful than even Advaitam, when such a Kalpitam Dvaitam, by after gaining Jnanam. This is the meaning of Angitvam Anupapattehe. Then cha is to combine the previous hetus, and in the sutra hetu alone is given, and the sadhyam we have to supply. Angitva anupapattehe pradhanam na karanam bhavati. Because of this reason, pradhanam cannot be jagat karanam. Pradhanam of sankhya cannot be jagat karanam. We'll go to next sutra. Sutra number 9. Anyatanu mitau cha nyashakti viyogat. 9th sutra of 2nd pada. 180th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general analysis. Suppose the Sankhya philosopher tries to solve the problem by another method. What was the problem presented by us? Pradhanam cannot change the equilibrium by itself, and it requires an external agency to trigger the Kshobhaka, which is not there actually, external agency. And this was our objection. Now, if they say, no, pradhanam does not require an external agency at all, we infer that pradhanam itself has got the inbuilt capacity to change at regular intervals. We can infer, Sankhya says. After all, pradhanam is inferred by us. Sankhya says they inferred pradhanam. And I have to make one more inference. That's all I have to do. What is the problem to make one more inference? Not only it is in equilibrium, I infer that it has the inbuilt capacity to get disturbed and produce the creation. It's called anyata anumitihi. I do the anumanam, do the inference. This is Sankhya's contention. For this, Vyasacharya says, still the problem will continue. If your assumption is true, then all the problem attributed before will come back again. When an inert object has got an inbuilt capacity to undergo change, how can that change be a skillful activity? Because you remember all those 4 factors we said, skillful, independent, and all that. So how can it naturally happen at the appropriate time and be independent, purposeful, and also guided change at the equilibrium? That is not acceptable to us. Because we do not have such a vyapti, such a generalization in our day-to-day experience at all. Therefore, all doshas mentioned before, rachana anupapatyadi doshaha bhaveyuhu. Why? Because pradhanam is inert. Therefore, it cannot skillfully change. Okay, inert thing cannot do that. All right. Then suppose Sankhya says, why cannot I infer? Intelligence also is there in that pradhanam. Earlier he said it had an inbuilt capacity. Now he says it has intelligence also to change skillfully, independently, purposefully. All those changes it can do. That too at the right time into creation. It can change all. Then Shankaracharya says, Prativaditvate na nivarteta. You, the Vadi, unknowingly has become a Prativadi without your knowledge. That is all Shankaracharya says. Prativaditvate nam nivartate. Nivarteta. You, the Vadi, became a Prativadi. Then it is no more achetana karanavada at all, because pradhanam has got intelligence. And you have to come to chedana karanavada. And it is nothing but Vedanta. Chedana karanavada is nothing but Vedanta. Therefore, if you take intelligent and material cause as one and the same, then there is no problem. That's what we are also saying. Bahusyam praja yeyeti. That is chetana karanavada. The Lord thinks, let me multiply into many. Bhagusyam prajayayeti. Therefore, all your arguments, they won't stand at all. Okay. Now let us do the word analysis. As usual, first we will do the running meaning of the sutra. Chan, anyata numitau. Even if the inference is modified, nya shakti viyogat. Because of the absence of intelligence, the objection remains, problems remain, that we have to supply. Because of the absence of intelligence, the problem remains, the objection that remains. Now we'll see the significance of that we have to supply. It's not in the sutra. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Anyata anumitihi. Anyata anumitihi means a modified inference with respect to the nature of pradhanam that we have to supply. It is not in the sutra. And what is the modified inference here? For that, again, we should know what is the original inference. If you do now have to know what is the modified inference. It is, the original inference is what? Pradhanam has got three gunas, which never undergo any change. It is in equilibrium all the time. It is kutastha nityam. It can never undergo change. This was their original concept. And what is the defect? If it will not undergo any change, what is that external factor which will change pradhanam? Because it has to disturb it to change the equilibrium. There is no external factor at all. Now to avoid this problem, now he is modifying. And what is the modified concept he has now? It is that pradhanam has got inbuilt capacity to change the equilibrium also without any external factor. So anyata anumita. So vaishamya bhava so yogyata asti iti anumana. It can have that vaishamya bhava, the disturbance can happen. It has the capacity. Ishvara is not required. It can do by itself. This is the meaning of anyata anumita. So it is actually saptami, saptami, sati saptami. Here anyata anumita satya. So even if such a modified inference is made, nya shakti viyogat, another compound word, this also is, three words are there in this, namely nya plus shakti plus viyogat. Nya means chetana, talks about the chetana principle. Shakti means shakti, which means intelligence. And viyogat means rahitatva, being absent. There is no intelligence. So pradhanam is pliable enough to undergo change, but it is not intelligent enough to decide what type of change it is. It is pliable enough to undergo change, but it cannot decide, not intelligent enough to decide what type of change it should go through. Or to skillfully implement self-change. Nya shakti viyogat. Keto panchami again. And we have to complete the sutra now. How? Purva doshaha anuvartante. We have to supply. Purva doshaha anuvartante. Previously mentioned, all those defects will continue. And what are those doshas? Skillful, independent, purposeful, and guided. We mentioned all these four. Skillful, independent, purposeful was done last class, and guided is added today. They are not possible for pradhanam, which we have already established in the previous sutra. Now let us go to the last sutra of this adhikarana. Vipradishedacham asamanjasam, 10th sutra, 2nd pada, and 181st running Brahma sutra. So with the previous sutra, Vyasacharya concludes his criticism of the pradhanam concept of Sankhya philosophy. Now here he says, in addition to these major defects, there are so many internal contradictions also in Sankhya philosophy. It is a general charge. Shankaracharya mentions a few of them. One, it is regarding the number of sense organs in Sankhya system. Some people say it is 7, or sometimes it is 11. That means they are not clear themselves even about basic things as to how many sense organs are there. And the second thing is, he talks of is regarding the cause of pancha sukshma bhuta karanam, the cause of the pancha sukshma bhutas, which is very, very vague in their concept. In certain contexts, they say mahat is the karanam. In some other contexts, they say ahankara is karanam. In short, they have so many internal contradictions themselves. Therefore, also Sankhya is incorrect. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. So, viparishedachya. Because of internal contradictions also, asamanjasam. Asamanjasam is Sankhya philosophy we have to supply. Sankhya philosophy is inconsistent or defective. Asamanjasam. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of each of these words. Vipradishedat means literally contradiction. Pradishedat is contradiction. Here, it is internal contradiction. Not Shruti, Shruti Viroda or Yukti Viroda, but it is within their own theory there are contradictions, internal contradictions. In fact, one commentator says, Shruti Viroda also is there here. But Shankaracharya says only internal contradiction. So we don't have to go into the detail. Then Asamanjasa. Asamanjasa means improper. It is deficient, inconsistent, untenable, defective, all that. Cha is only to add to the previous sutra, previous reason. And while writing the commentary on the sutra, Shankaracharya introduces the Purvapakshi. Where the Sankhya philosopher says, he's a Purvapakshi, he says that Vedanta too has many contradictions. Why you say, I have contradictions? You also have a lot. The main contradiction he mentions is what? How can one Chetanam Brahman itself can get divided into Chetana, Achetana, Rupa, Prapancha? Because if Chetanam is Karanam, all the Karyams also will be Chetanam only. That is the law. That means Bhoktru Prapancha must be Chetanam. Bhogya Prapancha also must be Chetanam. Therefore, Bhoktru Bhogya Beda will not be there at all. All will be Chetanam. And he uses a technical word for this. This is called the Tapya Tapaka Beda. Cannot be there at all. But we have got the answer for this. Namely, Beda belongs to the Vyavaharika plane. And Abheda is in the Paramatrika level. And in Vyavaharika plane, there is a Chit Jada Vibhagaha is there. There is Chetana and Achetana Vibhaga. That difference is definitely there. Just as in dream, one Chetana waker. In dream, he gets divided into Chetana, Achetana, Swapna. So many things. Similarly, one Brahman can manifest in this form. Chetana form and Achetana form. Actually, there is a beautiful text called Advaita Makranta, where Acharya says, Jada, Jada, Jada Vibhagoyam, Ajade Mayi Kalpitaha, Bhitti Bhage Same Chitraha, Chara Chara Vibhagavat. The division of the inert and the sentient, Jada, Ajada, that difference, Vibhaga, is imagined in me, Kalpitaha. Who am I? Ajade. Who am pure consciousness. Vidyabhage same chitra, just as on a flat painting on a portion of a brick wall is drawn, chara, achara, vibhagavate, both stationary and moving objects. So jada, ajada vibhagaha, ajade mayi kalpitaha. And therefore, ajadam is equal to chaitanyam. Jadam is the inert, ajadam is sentient or chaitanyam here. And jadam here is mithya nama rupa. And with that mithya nama rupa, bhoktru bhogya division is possible. This Shankaracharya, this is his answer. So with this, this rachana anupapatti adhikaranam is over. Sabhig adhikaranam, it tends sutras. And now we'll just add only a few more points before we go to the next topic. So throughout this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya has criticized the Pradhana concept of Sankhyas, saying that it cannot be the Jagat Karana. And there are few important defects also mentioned by Vedanta elsewhere. They being prominent ones, we will only enumerate them here. We will not go into the discussion, in the serious discussion with them. And Vyasacharya does not discuss them at all. But they are worth noting. The Bhashyakara, he says that. And they say, Sankhyas say, Pradhanam is Satyam, as real as Purusha. This is one big difference for them. Whereas in Vedanta, we do not accept Pradhanam, Prakriti as Satyam at all. And it is Vyavaharika Satyam and it is not Paramarthika Satyam. And according to us, if there are two Satyams, there is duality. And duality means samsaritvam will be there. Dvitiyatvai, dvitiyatvai bhayam bhavati. Always there is bhayam because of dvitiya. There is a second one. This is one big difference. Then that's why our concept everywhere, ekam, eva, advitiyam, very emphatic, ekam, only one, and eva, only, advitiyam, without a two. Then the next difference is what? Purusha bhoktrutvam. Purusha is not a karta, but he's a bhokta. What a life. He
He's not a karta, doesn't work. But bhokta enjoys, like a male lion, you know, he doesn't go and hunt. The female lion hunts and brings the food. Male lion first enjoys. So we dismissed prasadam as karta already. And we also dismiss purusha as bhokta, because that which is asangaha and changeless cannot experience anything, because experience requires connection. Therefore, purusha bhoktrutvam is another big difference, which is not discussed here though. And the third one is what? Purusha bahutvam. This purusha, asanga chaitanyam, is not one. Sankhya philosopher says that there are many purushas, many chaitanyams which are asangaha, bhokta, all pervading. There are all pervading, experiencing, changeless relationship, relationless consciousness, so many of them. Whereas prakriti is only one, prakriti is advaitam. But purushas are many according to them. This also we dismiss based on shruti and logic, which we will see in some other context also. Therefore, through this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya refuted Sankhya darshanam. And even though Sankhya darshanam is very close to Vedanta, it has some fundamental defects that makes it different from Vedic teachings. Therefore, even though Sankhya darshanam is based on Veda pramanam only, but that darshanam is as good as Avaidika darshanam, because it differs from Vedanta or Vedic teaching in some important teachings. And the main difference we saw, that we should remember also, namely, what is that? Prakritehe kartrutvam na. Sankhya philosopher says that prakriti has got kartrutvam, doership, whereas we accept kartrutvam on the part of jiva and even on the part of Ishvara for the sake of creation. But we do not accept kartrutvam, doership, on the part of prakriti. This is the first difference between Sankhya and ours. And the second one is what? We do not accept what? Prakritehe svatantratvam, independence of prakriti. Because prakriti is jadam, or is inert in nature. And any inert thing has got to have the backing of a chetana tattvam for all its activities. Therefore, svatantratvam is the second dosha. And the third dosha is what? Prakritehe satyatvam. Very major defect. Sankhya takes prakriti as satyam. Not vyavaharika satyam, but paramarthika satyam. That's what he takes. And Sankhya claims prakriti is as real as purusha. And therefore, it is dvaita darshanam. And it is not advaitam. This is the third dosha. Then the fourth dosha is purushasya bhoktrutvam. Purusham in Sankhya darshanam, purusha is another name for jivatma. Whereas in Vedanta, we do not accept bhoktrutvam for chaitanya. Then the fifth dosha is purushasya jivatmanaha bahutvam, plurality. In Vedanta, we do not accept plurality for chaitanyam at all, and for paramarthika satyam. And our very teaching is that what? Plurality is a delusion in advaitam. That is why evam dharman prithak pashyanna taneva anuvidavati. Plurality of atma means what? One travels from mortality to mortality. Prithaktvena tu yet jnanam nana bhavan prithakvidhan veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajnanam vidhi rajasam. 18th chapter, Krishna says, any knowledge in which atma is seen as plural comes under rajasa jnanam. Therefore, it is wrong. Therefore, purusha bahutvam is the fifth dosha. So because of these five doshas, defects, Sankhya darshanam is defective and is also different from Vedanta darshanam. Now, having completed this Sankhya Mata Nirakaranam in this particular adhikaranam, now let us go to the next adhikaranam and the next sutra. Sutra 11. Mahadirghadhikaranam. Mahadirghavadva hraswam परिमंडलाभ्याम महदीर्घवत्वाम ह्रस्व परिमंडलाभ्याम इज द सूत्र सूत्र नंबर 11 सेकंड सेक्शन सेकंड चैप्टर 182nd रनिंग ब्रह्म सूत्र फर्स्ट लेट अस सी जनरल इंट्रोडक्शन टू दिस अधिकरण इट्स अ स्मॉल अधिकरण सेकंड अधिकरण कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ ओनली वन सूत्र सिंस इट बिगिंस विद द वर्ड महदीर्घ इट इज नेम्ड एज महदीर्घ अधिकरण And in this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya is refuting a logical defect. It is yukti virodaha, which is attributed to Vedantic darshana, Vedanta darshana. Who attributes this? This is attributed by not Sankhya, but Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher here. Therefore, this adhikaranam is Nyaya Vaisheshika ukta yukti virodha pariharaha. Refuting the logical defect attributed to Vedanta by a Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher. And what is the Virodha that he points out? He says, out of Chetanam Brahma, the material cause, and Achetanam Jagat, the effect, it cannot come. Out of Chetanam Brahma with the material cause, as the material cause, Achetanam Jagat, the effect, the karyam cannot come. Inert karyam cannot. Chetana Brahma karanate achetana jagat karya utpatihi na sambhavati. Chetanate achetanasya utpatihi na sambhavati. That is their argument. To establish this idea or this dosha, this Nyaya philosopher introduces his special law of creation. Everyone has got special their own law of creation. And based on his law, he says, the Nyaya philosopher says, in his theory of creation, Nyaya, what does he say? When a cloth, take a cloth, when a cloth is produced, out of the white, let us take a white cloth, out of the white fibers, the color of the cloth will be white. When you take white fibers, the thread, the cloth color will be also white. This is accepted by both Sankhya Yoga and Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers. We always say Sankhya Yoga together, Nyaya Vaisheshika together, that I already mentioned to you earlier. Because it is an experienced fact. Shweta Tantoho, Shweta Patasya Utpattihi. From the Shweta Tantu white thread, Shweta Patasya, white cloth that comes. Rakta Tantoho, Rakta Patasya Utpattihi. From red fiber, you get red fabric. And in explaining this phenomenon, the Sankhya Yoga philosopher, he has got one approach, and Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher has got a slightly different approach. One is based on Satkaryavada principle, and another is based on Asatkaryavada principle. We have seen this earlier many times, and you can also refer to my Mandukya Karika lectures for all these kind of concepts. So based on that, the Sankhya Yoga philosopher, what he says, there is whiteness in the fiber and whiteness in the cloth also. And he says, the whiteness of the fiber alone appears in the cloth also. Therefore, tantoho shvetatvam evam pate api anuvartante. So, karana gunaha karye anuvartate. That is his, according to his concept. This is the Sankhya Yoga theory of creation. But Nyaya Vaisheshika, what does he interpret? He modifies this slightly and he says, Tantu Guna is not the one which is appearing in the pata. The thread, the guna, the property of the thread is not the one which appears in the cloth. The whiteness of the fiber is not appearing in the fabric. Then what is appearing? Fabric has got another whiteness, which is different from the whiteness of the fiber. Therefore, fiber whiteness does not appear in the fabric. Whereas the Sankhya Yoga, what they say? Fiber whiteness appears in the fabric. Then we naturally ask the question, if fiber whiteness does not appear in the fabric, then how do I see the fabric also as white? For that, the Nyaya philosopher answers, fiber whiteness produces fabric whiteness. Fiber whiteness produces fabric whiteness. Therefore, both whitenesses are one and the same. They are not identical, but similar. The fabric whiteness resembles fiber whiteness, but fabric whiteness is not identical to fiber whiteness. And based on this, he creates a law also. What is the law? Karana gunaha karye swa samana jatiyam gunantaram srijate. Karana gunaha karye swa samaja swa samana jatiyam gunantaram srijate. The property of the cause, karana gunaha, namely the whiteness, in this case whiteness of the fiber, produces another property in the effect, in the karyam, namely whiteness of the fabric. And swa samana jatiyam, the new property produced will not be totally different, but the new whiteness will resemble the whiteness of the karana, the cause. If I say it produces a new property, then we may have a problem. You may conclude that the white color can produce a red color, but it's not so. It will produce a color which is not identical, but resembles the other. And the very fact we say it resembles means what? It is distinct, but similar. Therefore, what is the law now? Karana gunaha karye swa samana jatiyam gunantaram srijate ar utpadayati. This is karya utpatti niyamaha. This is the law of the effect, how it is produced. Now, a Vaisheshika says, if you study the creation theory of Vedanta, this law is violated. This is his law. He says it's violated. How do you say so? Very simple. He says, you Vedantin says that Brahman is Karana and the Jagat is Karya. Then Brahma should produce a property in the world which is similar to the property of Brahman. If Karanam Brahma, swa samana jatiyam gunam, karye jagatim utpadaye, it should have done, it should produce. And he says, Brahma is Chetana Gunakam, sentient, is the nature, is Chetana Vastu, is the essential nature of our feature of Brahman, which he calls as Chaitanya Gunaha. Chetana Gunaha. So Brahmani Chaitanya Gunaha Vartate, and this Brahman produces a Jagat, and naturally Brahman's Chaitanya Gunam should produce what? Another Chaitanya Gunam only. Not same Chaitanyam, but it should produce Swasamana Jatiyam, not Jadam. Chaitanyam Utpadaye. It should also produce only a Chetana Tattvam. But what is our experience? Jagat is not Chaitanya Gunakam, but Achaitanya Gunakam. It has got Jadatvam, inertness, as the Guna. And therefore, it is Nyaya Virodaha. Nyaya Virodaha Vartate, Yukti Virodaha Vartate, Tasmate Brahma na Jagat Karanam. That is his argument. So Niyama Ullanganath. And therefore, the Samanvaya established in the Samanvaya Adhyaya, chapter 1, that will become Asiddha. So Samanvayaha Asiddha Yukti Virodhate Vetirekena Nayayikatvate. Unlike me, he says. That is what his example is. So now I hope the Purupaksha is clear. Now we will give the gist of the answer of Vedantin for this. We will then enter into the inside of Nyaya Vaisheshika, their philosophy, a little bit later. Now we are in the periphery of this particular philosophy. Now the answer given by Vyasacharya is, he says, this Nyaya is not absolute Nyaya because this is violated in your own darshanam. Therefore, it becomes, because of the violation of this rule, Vedanta is wrong. Because of the violation of the rule, your darshanam also will be wrong. If you say because of the violation of the rule, Vedanta is wrong, because of the same rule, your darshanam also should be wrong. Therefore, the question is what? Where is it violated? First, we will see the violation in the superficial way. And when we go to the general analysis, we will see specific details of the violation. According to Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, atoms are the material cause of the universe. This I have mentioned many times earlier. Paramanu is the Jagat Karma. And therefore, Paramanus alone produce the universe. And he says, for example, the Prithivi or Earth Paramanu produces Earth. Water Paramanu produces water. Agni Paramanu produces Agni. And he says, when Prithivi Paramanu produces Prithivi, in the Prithivi Paramanu, there is a property of Gandha, smell. And when the Prithvi Paramanu produces the earth, according to his Nyaya, Prithvi Paramanu Gunaha, that is Gandha Gunaha, will produce in the earth. What is that? Swasamana Jatiya Gandha Gunaha, it will produce. Therefore, if in Paramanu also Gandha Guna is there, in Prithvi also Gandha Guna is there, therefore the law is maintained. Swasamana Jatiya Guna Utpatihi is maintained. This is his theory. And Vyasacharya says, wonderful. Now, when you talk about gunas, he has given in his philosophy the possible attributes. And he has enumerated 24 of them in his philosophy. And one of the gunas that he mentions is what? Dimension or size, parimanaha, among the 24. And one of the properties he talks about is parimana, dimension, size. He says, Paramanu has got minuteness and also subtlety. It is very subtle as his property. Subtlety means it is indriya agocharatvam. It is invisible beyond our sense organs. Property of Paramanu, and this property of Paramanu is there, and it is also invisible. And he says, world is a product of Paramanu. Then we ask him, what is the property of the world? Paramanu is this. Invisibility, subtlety, and all that in the agocharam, he said. And what is the property of the generated world? He says, the world has got mahatvam, bigness, and sthulatvam, grossness, as its dimension. So minuteness and subtlety are the property of Paramanu. And from that, this entire, the world has come, for which bigness and grossness are the properties. Now Vyasacharya asks, now tell me, how Paramanu, the cause of the Jagat, he should produce Swasamana Jatiya Gunantaram. Therefore, when Paramanu is cause of the world, he should produce a product with the same attributes of minuteness and subtlety of the world. But what is their experience? Just the opposite attribute is there in the world. Therefore, Swasamana Jatiya Gunantara Sritti Niyamaham Ullangitaha. It's violated. Paramanu is endowed with property of minuteness and subtlety as the property of the world, but we find opposite attributes. Therefore, that Niyama is violated. Therefore, Nyaya Vaiseshika Darshanam is wrong. And to escape from this problem, what should he say? He has to say that their law is general law with some exception. Normally, you can bring exception, and exception becomes rule many times. And what is the exception now? He says, the color and all that thing, we accept the law. But in the case of dimension, it will be different because the dimension of the cause and the effect will be necessarily different. And therefore, Parimana is an exceptional case. You don't compare that with color. So this, the Nyaya Vaiseshika should say, and what will be our answer? If you can have exception with some guna to produce Samana Jatiya Guna, but some other guna do not produce Samana Jatiya Guna, if you want to have it as exception, some gunas produce Salakshana Gunas and some others Vilakshana Gunas, if you say. So if you can give some exception, why can't I also say Brahman also has got two gunas, Satta Guna, the existence property, Kevala Satta, and Chetanatva Guna, that is the consciousness property. Therefore, Satta, the existence property, produces Swasamana Jatiya Satta in the world. And in this respect, the Niyama is followed. But in the case of Chetanatvam, this Niyama is not applicable. It comes under the exception, exactly like your Parimana exception. Therefore, you have no right to criticize our plea. This is the general gist of this Adhikaran. And here we find in this Adhikarana, Vyasacharya refutes Yukti Virodha attributed to Vedanta. An academic point though, if one is interested, that is Smriti Virodha Pariharam and Yukti Virodha Pariharam, they have been topic of the previous pada. Defending Vedanta was the topic in the Prathama pada that we already mentioned. Previous pada, Prathama pada, defending Vedanta. Whereas in this pada, defending is not the aim, but offending is the aim. This is mentioned in the introduction itself of this particular pada. Whereas this Adhikaranam does what? This Adhikaranam defends the Vedanta Darshanam by negating the Yukti Virodha Dosha that is attributed by the Nyaya Vaisheshika Vilasa. Therefore, logically speaking, this adhikaranam should be better located in the previous pada, between the third and the fourth adhikaranams. If you remember, there Sankhya introduced the niyama called Salakshanya niyama. If you remember those terms, Salakshanya niyama, and said the Vedanta negates that niyama. That was Yukti Virodham, pointed out by the Sankhya philosopher, and in this adhikaranam we negate Yukti Virodham, pointed by Nyaya philosopher. There we negated the Sankhya philosopher. Here we are negating the Nyaya philosopher. Same Yukti Virodham. Therefore, this would nicely fit in the previous padam between the third and the fourth topics adhikaranams. All these come under what? Sangati. If you remember sangati, appropriateness of location. Actually, all commentators, it's an academic discussion though, all commentators, they deal with this seriously to justify why a particular adhikaranam is placed in a particular place. So this is the general introduction to the adhikaranam, and we will enter into general analysis of the sutra in the next class tomorrow. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaka tasya prakritilinasya ya parasamaheshwarah purnamata purnamidam purnat purnam tachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Krishna.